Welcome back to the Roundtable. Join again with Ron, Barry, Calvin. Let's talk about divisions. NFC Central is what it was called when we played. Now it's the NFC North. You think that's a competitive division? How does it rank and stack up against the other divisions? We know the NFC East is considered one of the more popular favorites, but where is the NFC North right now?
I think there's a lot of parity in the league, right? But if you want to compare today's NFC Central, you know, and say how we played back in the day, and it was the black and blue, it was more of the defenses are what sort of, you know, drove the ship there. You know, you had a lot of contact. You had guys on the Chicago Bears, the Singletaries, and up through Urlacher right now, and Chris Spielman when he was here in Detroit. You know, those Vikings defenses that will come up and really hit you in the mouth. But it's different. You know, the passing game is so prevalent. You're not getting running backs that will have 25, 30 carries a game. Those days are over.
I agree. I tend to believe that when we say the black and blue division, that we're reaching back in the past and try to bring it to the present. I mean, nobody really cares about the division. Well, you care about the division because you want to make the playoffs, but it's not as important as it used to be simply because the game has changed. So I don't think it's really what it used to be. I think people are just reaching back, trying to grab the name and bring it to the future.
I think if you ask anybody on the street, what do you know about our division? Mm-hmm. You're going to say Matthew Stafford, right? Ponder, Cutler.
Peterson.
Rodgers.
I mean, that's what you're going to hear. Obviously, Peterson, but, I mean, that's what I think the NFL is sort of gearing to is getting offensive. I mean, I sort of sided with John Gruden. I'm going to sort of switch little tones here. But with the pass interference today is totally different than it was 10, 20 years ago. I mean, totally different. And John Gruden says, I just give up. I don't know what to think. I can't call pass interference. I don't know what it is.
Well, it used to be you had to earn it.
Right.
You had to earn the pass interference.
It was a clear cut thing, right. Typically with that. You know, it's interesting when we talk about the black and blue division, or we talk about where the NFC North is in comparison to the other divisions. The thing I remember mostly, and I can only speak about the era when we were there, it was about the linebackers because of the running game. You heard so much emphasis on that. There were the quarterbacks because ultimately every year, no matter what era we're in, the quarterback is vitally important to every offense. Defensively, though, you always talked about those hard-hitting safeties. You talked about the linebackers and also the defensive line. And it was all about defense, running the ball. And now it seems to me it's become more finesse-type style offenses that are winning. And if you look at, I think Chicago has been really the only team that's kind of stayed true to that hardcore. You got to win with defense, and that's the kind of the thing to kind of pound at you a lot, even with what they've done. But yeah, that's what I see in terms of how that ranks. Where are they right now in regards to the rest of the league? I think there's a lot of teams taking notice because they're always somewhere hanging around. And we've been bounced out quite a bit when you start talking about Super Bowls since, you know, the Packers and Chicago had their opportunity to go. But other than that, I mean, we really haven't had a presence there in that conversation.
Since I've been at the roundtable this morning, I've constantly spoke about the game change. Right now, it's all about the money. I mean, people want to see long touchdowns, long runs, long passes. That's what fills the stadium. That's why we got the big contract. So that's why the game, the referees or the CBA has changed the pass interference calls so that we can have more offense in the NFL today. Though that's why I think it's a little bit different.
The personnel is different. Where are the fullbacks?
There are no fullbacks.
There are no fullbacks, right?
Oh, yeah, all Scots and...
Where are they?
Of course, Schlesinger.
Right. No more Schlesingers, you know? And then when I played, I was a 6'2", 220-pound strong safety. Mm-hmm. Where are they? They don't exist anymore.
Right.
Now they're all
5'9",
190 pounds, 185 pounds, and they got to go cover.
Right.
You know, I was a couple times, you know, I was second or third on the team in tackles at the end of the year. You know, and coming up, and we were collision, it's over.
But let's not forget that the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers are in the Super Bowl, and they are two defensive-minded teams.
True. They are defensive-minded, right? But the big picture, And you always talk about it's a different game, mm-hmm. and it's truly a different game. And that was why we talked about Barry Sanders and 2,000 yards. They were fullbacks. They were ISOs. You don't see ISO plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, play action is almost, you know, I mean, it happens,
right.
but not like it used to, because the running game is just, you know, there are no more 5 and 6 1,200-yard rushers in the game. Right. Now it's running back by committee.
Well, I think one of the things that has happened, not only in the NFL, but you look at college and you look at high school. If you go to a high school game these days, that quarterback is back. He's in shotgun. He's dropping back. He's throwing the ball 30 times a game. Now, when I was in high school, we play action maybe 6 times a game.
I don't even remember. We might try
one long bomb the whole game, but we were a running high school football team. And now you look at it, I mean, you know, you got Johnny Football, right? I mean,
right.
He's a runner. He's a passer. He's a pistol guy, the new pistol offense. You know, nobody can stop it. Sort of, that's where I think things are geared to, is because they see what's going on in the NFL. In the younger kids, they want to have fun, too. They want to pass the ball. I mean, is it more fun to run for 1, 2, 3 yards or pass the ball for, you know, 40, 50, 60? That's pretty fun.
That's a big play. It's about money, right? That's
what they want to
see. Fans
all about the money.
And we want the big money, don't we?
Right.
Well, we all want the big money. Well, again, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on the Round Table. It's always a pleasure.